from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It was good to talk to you in person, man. You know, we always talk on the phone, but good to see you in person. What did you make, I guess, of today compared to where you've been so far?
You know, I think the biggest impression I get from the Chiefs, I felt this way last year too, is just they practice so incredibly fast. Like, that is something where, you know, they practice for 2 hours. You know, I was in Minnesota yesterday. They practiced for 2 hours, Green Bay, touched into that. And I thought those practices were well run. But when you come to Kansas City, there's such an efficiency about it. I mean, they get so many plays in. There's very little wasted time. And then they end the day with, you know, the long drill, which I'm sure the players love. but they work. They work. You can see why they get out of the gate traditionally very quickly.
Do yourself a favor. Go back and listen to – there's a New Heights episode, Matt, when Jason and Travis Kelce are talking about long drive, and Jason is just like – he's like, he's still mad at me. He's like, oh, my God, dude. He was like, his rookie year, he said, it made him throw up, and then he, like, got knocked out of a play, and then he had to keep blocking people. He just kept, like, falling to the ground because it was taking him out.
Yeah, it really is impressive. I mean, when you think about the fact, and I'm sure a lot of people listening have been out to training camp for the Chiefs this year, other years, where it is, I mean, it's hot. It's not 80, you know, it's not 80 with a breeze, right? I mean, it's hot. And, you know, to be able to run, you know, 15, 16 plays in a row when you've already been out there pretty much nonstop for a few hours, you know, that is the kind of thing that when you're ready to quit in October or November, you say to yourself, I can't quit because I went through all that garbage. I'm not going to quit now. I do think it builds teams. I do think that stuff builds some character, some moral fiber. So, you know, listen, for the Chiefs, the talent's obvious. I mean, anybody who watches them, you don't even have to compare it to another team to go, yeah, they're loaded. But I think it's also just the little details of them that they do stuff in a way that other teams, frankly, they don't. They don't do it that way.
How about the wide receiver position? It's interesting to me because the two places you went, the Vikings, they're a no-doubt wide receiver organization. They got Addison and Justin Jefferson. They're loaded.
Yep.
Green Bay has a bunch of guys that people think could be better, but we don't exactly know the full answer on that. How would you compare the Chiefs' wide receiver talent in your stops versus even some of the places you've been recently?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You're right. Now, when I went to Minnesota, Jefferson was having a vet day, but I think it's safe to say he's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't think you need to have watched him practice to know that. You're square.
I'm not worried about much slippage. But then, you know, and of course, as you mentioned, they have Addison and Hawkinson when he's back. And then, yeah, in Green Bay. Green Bay's funny because Green Bay really, they don't have a number one necessarily, but they have like four guys who can all play. And I think the Chiefs, I would liken it more to that, but better. Because with Green Bay, it's a lot, you know, it's Jaden Reed and it's Christian Watson and so on, you know, Romeo Doubs. None of those guys are Travis Kelce. like none of those guys, I would even argue, are Rashee Rice. Like, I think Rice is better than anybody that the Packers have. And by the way, I think the Packers are good. I think they're like an 11-win team. The thing that struck me with the Chiefs receivers today, other than the speed, is just the amount of depth. Like, when I was watching Worthy today, he had a couple of plays, he had one big bomb down the field, you know, over Brian Cook. And you're watching that kid and you're thinking, the way Andy uses his rookie receivers and the way he kind of shelters them, he's probably the fourth passing option on this team.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's probably Kelce, Brown, and Rice in some order. So if Xavier Worthy is your fourth option when you're throwing the football, that's pretty good. It's certainly in stark contrast to the disaster that it was a year ago.
We're talking to Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated. He was at Chiefs camp today. And you mentioned Rashee Rice, so I'll ask you what your thought is right now, maybe what you've heard on a potential suspension, because the more we talk about it, we think the closer we, of course, get to the season, the less likely it is that a suspension happens.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I've asked around, and you don't get much of an answer. I mean, I think at this point, it's still up in the air. Now, you do hear people say stuff like, well, they can't suspend them yet because the legal process hasn't played out. That's not true. The NFL could suspend him tomorrow,
right,
if they feel like that's, you know, the correct move. And the NFLPA, you know, can't really fight it. That being said, I do agree with your premise. Like, we're into August now. We are less than 10 days away from the preseason starting for the Chiefs. Preseason, technically, the NFL starts tonight, the All-Fame game. I think the further we go now, like, you're getting to a point where, yeah, like, I don't think they're going to suspend him during the year. I just don't see that happening. So I think he's either suspended now, like probably within the next 2 weeks,
yeah,
or he's suspended, if he's going to be suspended, assumingly so, next season, you know, before or for next season. So, like, I don't see any world where it's week 10 and the NFL is like, hey, now he gets an 8-game suspension. They're not going to want to make that a headline during the season. They're going to want to do it when, you know, it's not as much in the spotlight. So, yeah, with every passing day, it becomes more and more probable he's not going to get suspended.
Do you worry about, like, I guess maybe just because I've watched them play the last 5 years, is there any additional pressure for them on the three-peat end? They've talked about it. They certainly are aware of that goal, but when they were going for back-to-back championships this year, they're going for back-to-back championships a few years ago. I know it's the never been done in NFL history. Gold and I both think that if that pressure kicks in, talk to me in the playoffs. It doesn't actually, the three-peat pressure doesn't start until a postseason game at the earliest.
I would agree. I would agree. I mean, look, think of it this way, right? Like, if you're the Chiefs, you're not sitting there in whatever, week 10 or whatever,
October,
you know, against
15th,
Carolina,
yeah,
right, and going, geez, guys, I don't know if we can three-peat this year, right? Like, nobody is going to be sitting there, or the opposite, going, we're definitely going to win the Super Bowl. Nobody's going to do that. I think where the pressure comes in is if they get to, like, the AFC title game again, I think that's where it really starts. To, if you win this game, you're in the Super Bowl.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, you know, obviously, if you're in the Super Bowl, if you win this, you do something nobody's ever done in the Super Bowl era. But at the same point, like, I wrote a whole feature about this. It's going to be an SI in August. And I talked to a lot of guys, including, by the way, a player off the Bulls in the 90s who did it, like, kind of get an idea of, like, what it takes. And truthfully, almost every one of them, whether they were players in the NFL who weren't able to three-peat, or in this case, a player in the Bulls who did, I think a lot of it comes down to, like, how healthy are you? You know, like, they know they have the talent to do it. It's just a question of the health, the bounces, the breaks. I mean, I don't know that the pressure is really going to be a thing for them. I think it's just going to come down to how healthy are they come January.
Matt, if there's one area, though, that either is obvious, you know, or is not, and on the other hand, not being discussed, what do you think could end up being a flaw if we are sitting here and they were to get bounced early on, or the wild card round is a lot more competitive and all that? Is it just the number two cornerback spot, or is there somewhere else?
No, you know, honestly, taking injuries out of it, the only thing that I really think that I look at with them and go, you know, that could be a little bit of something they got to figure out. If they have any injuries on the interior of that offensive line, that could be a problem. Like, watching them today, and granted, keep in mind, I'm a national guy. I'm here for one day and I'm out. I'm not a beat guy who sees them 25 times in practice. The interior of that offensive line, the backups, not Smith or Humphrey, it was not good. It was a struggle, and they don't have Nick Allegretti this year. You know, that's a guy who, like, last year, you lose Tooney. Okay, Allegretti's not Joe Tooney, but he's good. He's a good football player. Do they have that guy? Now, maybe he's like a guy like a Hunter Norzad. Maybe as the year goes on, he gets more comfortable. Maybe he does get to that level. But that would be my one, you know, that along with, hey, you know, his left tackle at least just solid.
Yeah.
Because if they're that, like, if they're healthy on the interior and the left tackle is even just average, league average, the rest of that team is absurd. I mean, I was sitting there watching practice today thinking about, you know, what am I going to write? And there's nothing that really jumped out at me that, like, this is a real problem. I mean, they, you know, what is the two or three biggest camp battles? One of them is probably, like, wide receiver six.
Right,
I mean, that's,
yeah.
It's absurd. Like, even for a great team, that's, so they're stacked again.
Just quickly, since we've got a couple more minutes left with you, the game tonight, everybody's always excited when football first comes back. I had said earlier, I'm curious of your opinion, I think C.J. Stroud screwed over Caleb Williams. He set an unfair standard for an already pressure-packed situation because the Bears fans have got to be so desperate for a quarterback based on their history, and you couple it with the fact that C.J. Stroud was way better than any rookie quarterback should be.
You know, it's funny. I went to OTAs for the Bears. I just wanted to get a look at Williams. I didn't write anything about it. I just went and watched him. And, I mean, he's the goods. Like, that kid can throw the ball in a way that most guys forget it. No chance. But it is funny. Like, I'm based outside Chicago, and you get so many people who will come up to you if they know what you do for a living, and they'll go, hey, man, I am so excited, but I am so scared. Yeah, and I'm like, hey,
I remember,
man,
being in that position a few years ago. It's okay.
I grew up a Chiefs fan. I get it. Okay? I get it. I totally get it. But, you know, look, I will say, I think the Bears, like, I have them as a wild card team. I think three teams coming out of that division. They're talented. And I like the fact that Poles, of course, comes out of Kansas City. I thought it was smart. And he was like, look, we're going to go get Keenan Allen because he's really good and he's going to help you as a rookie. And we're going to draft Roma Dunze and not like a defensive tackle because it's going to help you. Like, I think that's so underrated. Some of these teams draft these quarterbacks. Like, quite honestly, New England. What is Drake May supposed to do with that team? Now, maybe he turns out to be great, but, like, what is he?
Bryce Young last year, too, Matt. Yeah, same situation.
Nobody's helping these guys. Like, I don't care. Unless you are just a rare guy who you're so unbelievable, you come in and you're just great right off the bat. Like, good luck. Good luck with that talent pool around you.
Yeah, I don't think a quarterback, though, as a rookie, has walked in to a better offense, though, than Caleb Williams, right? I mean, we can question the head coach, maybe, and whether or not they should have moved on. But just walking into that building day one, Caleb Williams has a great situation.
Yes. He's got real talent. There's real talent around him. to go out and play good football. And I think, you know, that's just, it's such an underrated thing. I think a lot of times we look at these guys, and we all do it. We're all, you know, we all have to fill time at different portions of the year. And I'm like, well, you know, this guy may be a bust, this guy may not be. Like, for example, okay, I don't know how good Bo Nix is going to be at Denver. I have no idea. Maybe the kid surprises a lot of people and he's really good, or maybe he's just not that good of a player. We'll stick. Time will tell. Other than Cortland Sutton, like, good luck. I mean, you're walking
Marvin
into a situation
Mims.
Where what do you do? I think sometimes people don't factor that in, and they're just like, this guy's not any good. Well, yeah, he's not any good because he's surrounded by you, me, Gold, and Cortland Sutton. Like, well, that's why. That's why he's not any good.
I run a great slant. That's unfair to me.
Last one for you, Matt, though. Is there, whether it's a player, whether it's a team, knowing that we're still well over a month away from the start of the season, is there a player or team that either is not being discussed enough or you think is going to surprise everybody, good or bad?
Yeah, I think in the AFC the Colts could be pretty good because I think Richardson's good and I think Steichen's a really good head coach. I think he's an excellent head coach. So I think they could be good. I don't think they're going to win a Super Bowl or anything like that, but what I'd be totally shocked if they compete to win that division, maybe win a playoff game, no. And the NFC, you know, I kind of look at Washington. And Washington, you almost always just automatically write them off because they're Washington, but I think that Quinn is going to get them to play very well defensively. And offensively, if Daniels is good right away, you have McLaurin, you got Dotson, like they're at least interesting. And in the division where, quite honestly, who's the sure thing in that division? Who is it? So I'm curious to see how that shakes out.
Matt Verderam, Sports Illustrated. Good to see you up here at camp, man. Appreciate it. Safe travels. I know you got some more stops over the next couple weeks.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, guys. Anytime.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.